Welcome back to Wasatch Channel. My name is Anton Vjeldsen. I'm an attorney in the Southern District of California here in San Diego. Whenever I discuss cases where the officers are executing an arrest warrant or search warrant on a particular location, I often get a comment from my viewers asking what happens if the officers find themselves in a situation where they're not sure whether they're at the right place. For example, they arrive to a house that's mislabeled, or they're trying to execute a search warrant on an apartment building. But when they get there, they find that the apartment building has 4 units and they're not quite sure where to go. Well, of course, there's a number of things they can do. They can look at Google Maps. They can go back to the judge. What is the officer supposed to do in that situation? Well, we're going to answer that question today by looking at a case where the officers arrive to execute an arrest warrant at 3171 Hendricks Avenue. But when they get there, they find that there is no 3171. Instead, there are 2 houses on the opposite sides of the same street, and they're both labeled 3170 Hendricks Avenue. What are they supposed to do? Well, we'll find out today. And before we go on, I want to thank you for watching me on YouTube, hitting that subscribe button. If you're listening to the podcast version of this recording on Audible or Spotify, please give my podcast a 5-star rating. And finally, if you want to support this channel, consider going to lostash.com and check out some of my merch, including the Do Not Arrest This Person t-shirts. Thanks for watching.
Quick message from Lostash. Are you charged with a crime? Or do you want to know your rights if stopped by police? Watch California attorney Anton Vjeldsen discuss legal cases from the Supreme Court, Ninth Circuit, and California state courts on the Lostash YouTube page. Anton has handled hundreds of federal and state criminal cases, has an in-depth knowledge of the law, and has the best mustache ever. Subscribe to the Lostash YouTube page. That's Lawstache.
Today we're discussing United States versus Shaw, where the facts of the case should be pretty straightforward. Officers tried to execute an arrest warrant on Phyllis Brown at 3171 Hendricks Avenue. When they get to Hendricks Avenue, they can't find 3171. Instead, they find 2 homes on the opposite sides of the same street, and they're both labeled 3170. You might say they're getting warmer. At least they're getting close. But we know that at least one of these homes is mislabeled. What are the officers supposed to do in this situation? They can, of course, look around and see which side of the street has the odd numbers and which one has the even. They can check with the city records. They can look on Google Maps. Or they can go up to one or both of these homes and ask the occupants which one is 3171 and which one is 3170. They go with this last option. They pick one of the homes because it looked more occupied. An officer goes up to the house, knocks on the door, a woman answers, and promptly shuts the door on him. They wait another 8 minutes, and the woman reemerges, opens the door again. At this point, the officer can ask the woman whether she lives in 3171 or 3170, but instead, he tells this woman that he has a warrant for this particular address. The woman doesn't question and lets the officers in. We know that's not true. The officer did not have a warrant for this address because this is 3170 and he's supposed to go in into 3171. Now, when the officers get into the house, they conduct a protective sweep trying to look for Phyllis Brown. They don't find her there. Instead, they find lots and lots of cocaine. Now, at this point, the officers give this information to the prosecution, and Mr. Stephen Shaw, the owner of the house, gets charged with a myriad of drug-related charges. He argues that his Fourth Amendment rights were violated and that all the evidence that was seized in the house has to be suppressed and cannot be used against him. Now, as you remember, the Fourth Amendment protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Here, of course, they had a warrant to enter the home, but part of the Fourth Amendment protections is that the officers have to take reasonable steps to ensure that they're at the correct location. Here, the court goes through 5 reasons or five justifications why the officers could be inside this home. Reason 1. This house was occupied and the other was not. But the occupation of a house at a given point in the day says nothing about its address or whether the object of an arrest warrant lives there. It is quite possible indeed that the opposite is true, that fugitives generally do not spend a lot of time at their home. Or reason 2. A woman answered the door, and Phyllis Brown is a woman. Yet there were many people in the house, and the reality that one of them was a woman proves nothing. Of course, if the officers had looked at a picture of Phyllis Brown before serving this warrant, that could have confirmed, or as here, alleviated their suspicion when they met someone other than Phyllis Brown. As with other obvious options in this case, checking for the odd number sides of the street, checking the city records, checking the Google Maps, the apparent choice not to learn what Phyllis Brown looked like before serving this arrest warrant amounts to one more self-imposing shroud of ignorance that made other potential clues look more salient than they really were. Or reason 3. The woman closed the door upon seeing them. Perhaps the officers could think that this reaction showed the woman was up to no good. But it does not make her Phyllis Brown, particularly when the same woman returned to the door. It does not make the house 3171 Hendricks, and it does not by itself justify entry into the house. That is all the more so here. The officers had an arrest warrant for criminal trespassing, not drug dealing or something else that the occupant might wish to hide from the officer's view. The most law-abiding place for criminal trespassers to be is at home, on their own property. The only people apparently trespassing that day were the officers. Reason 4. The officers saw scales in the house. This might be helpful if the officers could connect this observation to Phyllis Brown and the reason for her arrest. Yet this criminal trespassing arrest warrant had nothing to do with drug dealing. And the officers do not claim that the observation of the scale gave them exigent circumstances to enter the house. And finally, the 5th reason. The officers had a 50-50 chance of being right, and that alone allowed them to take this approach. Yes, yes, and no. Yes, the officers had an even odds of being right, at least so long as they refused to determine which side of the street contained odd-numbered houses. Yes, there was nothing wrong with going up to the house. But no, officers may not say something is true, that they have an arrest warrant for this house as a basis for obtaining entry into the house when there is a 50-50 probability that the statement is false. That is all the more true when there are readily available means for alleviating most, if not all, doubt about the point, and when no officer's safety concerns justify the deception. The court says that none of the 5 reasons listed by the officers gave them a legal right to enter Shaw's house. We all know that officers can sometimes lie to the general public. There might be even justification for it, for example, doing undercover work. But generally speaking, officers cannot make a false claim to legal authority when gaining consent or entry into somebody's house. They can't falsely tell an individual that they have a warrant for their house when they don't. And the funny thing here is at some point when the officers were doing their checks inside the house, one of the occupants asked the officers, "What are you guys even looking for?" And the officer again lied and said 3170 Hendricks. Now, this officer later told the court that he lied to the occupants because he thought there was a risk that if he told the truth, the occupants would then change the number just to make it more legitimate. Now, the court says that, again, if we say that the officers cannot falsely claim legal authority to enter the house, same true about staying in the house. So once the occupants asked why the officers were there, the officer cannot lie. He has to tell them the true reasons, what the warrant says. I hope you learned something from this video. These are funny situations sometimes, but they have real-life consequences. And here, of course, somebody's house got ransacked by the police. He went through the whole process, was appealing his case. But at the end of the day, Mr. Stephen Shaw's Fourth Amendment rights were indeed violated, and all the evidence seized has to be suppressed and cannot be used against Shaw. I hope you learned something, and if you did, give a thumbs up to this video, subscribe to my channel here on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast version of this recording on Audible or Spotify, please give my podcast a 5-star rating. And finally, if you want to support this channel, consider going to lostash.com and check out some of my merch, including the Do Not Arrest This Person t-shirts. So what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button or get off the internet. Thanks for watching.